What's up, y'all? And welcome to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am your host, Drea, and I share my experiences while pursuing the constant unveiling of my purpose and journey. Chasing after God and what He has for us is our number one goal here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. So join us as we uncover God's instructions with faith, boldness, and determination. Let's go. Hey y'all, I'm back. Y'all like my new intro? Because I just feel like this is constantly an unveiling of purpose, okay? I literally feel like God constantly takes me from here to there, and it's kind of like an elevation, you know what I'm saying? An evolution, you know? So I hope you guys like the intro, because that's it. She not changing the intro no more. Like, it is what it is. But yeah, y'all, I'm back. It is Monday. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm off to a late start recording this podcast, but your girl was up at 6:30. I went walking around my neighborhood listening to some worship music. One song in particular, This Is a Move by Tasha Cobbs. After receiving instructions from God, waking up out of my sleep, I decided to go on a walk and get further clarity on the instructions, because this message that God is instructing me to give you all, I need clarity. Like, God, what? And yeah, I was listening to that song, walking around the neighborhood. And mind you, it's a beautiful day. I know the storm is coming, but look. I told the storm. It's supposed to be touching down later on. I live in Louisiana, so y'all pray for your girl. Because if we have another hurricane and it hits us like it did in 2016, like it did in 2005, like, I don't know if we gonna survive out here. Like, I'm gonna move. Period. I'm moving. You know? Like, God, I'm gonna need some instructions on where to go, because water, I can't swim. I cannot swim. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But yeah, y'all, it was a beautiful morning. And that was like at about 6:45, 7 o'clock. So I'm listening to this song, This Is a Move by Tasha Cobbs, and God just starts, you know, just pouring more and more instructions into me. And I wrote down some things that he kind of wanted me to share with you all. So, hold on, let me get my phone. God wants us to stop being unavailable to Him. He wants us to accept the responsibility and stop complaining about it. There's a big move about to happen in the kingdom of God, and it's up to us to see the glory of God. We're going to either see it and receive it, or we're going to miss it. Don't miss your mark. I want my people to humble themselves and know that the pressure is necessary. It's shaping us. I want my people to press in harder and allow me to show them things. There's no more confusion. I'm speaking very clearly. Just don't doubt me. There's rest in waiting on me. This is a move, the greatest move of all time. Get prepared and stop wasting time. And speaking about getting prepared spiritually, whatever God has been leading you to watch, leading you to listen to, that's a part of the instructions that will get you closer to what He has for you. We miss instructions because we stop listening to God. Keep your eyes fixed on Him and all things good. So that was the first part. And I kind of want to talk a little bit about, like, the pressure and just the preparation that I myself have been under. I know we've talked about pressure a couple of weeks ago, but I don't think we completely covered everything. But yeah, so last night was the Stellar Awards. And if y'all haven't seen it, I'm pretty sure BET gonna run it 100 million times this week, so watch it. But as I was watching it, y'all, when I tell y'all, God be giving me visions and stuff when I watch certain things, when I listen to things, I get instructions, I get just very clear confirmations from God. So I'm watching the Stellar Awards. And for those of you who may be new, shout out to the new listeners. Hey, y'all. But for those of you who are new, I am a singer, songwriter. And for a long time, I've been chasing after R&B, secular music, things like that. In my early 20s, I've always chased after it. I always wanted to be in a studio. I always tried to put out music that wasn't talking about God. You know, it was just basically what the world was doing, and I was trying to chase after that. So as I'm watching the Stellar Awards, God started revealing to me, like, this is what I want you to do. This is where I want you to be at. I want you to produce and sing music that is pleasing to me. Although you have your own style, although you hear things, you hear music differently than some people, aka I'm deaf in my left ear, if y'all ain't know. But, you know, I hear music a certain type of way, so I often try to, you know, just go with the flow, basically, when it comes to what I want to write about, what I want to talk about. So I'm watching Corinne Hawthorne. I'm watching her, and she's a singer. She sings about God. She sings about relationships. Like, she is a quote-unquote gospel artist, but she still has her own style. She still has her own swag. She still has her own sound of music. A lot of music that Corinne Hawthorne produces has like an R&B feel to it. So as I'm watching her not only host the show, and y'all know I'm a media personality, I'm a host. So I'm watching her host and have this opportunity to showcase her talent, not only in music, but showcase her media, you know, her media skills. That right there, it really just spoke to me, and it lit something in my heart, and it made me understand that our ways are not God's ways. Like, what he has for us is so much better than what we could ever hope for or dream for ourselves. Watching the Stellar Awards, watching these artists do their thing and talk about God and, you know, just be cool. Like, they dress like us. You know what I'm saying? They look like us, but they have a different message that they are talking about to the world. And as a leader in the media space, you know, on this podcast and doing what I do off of the podcast, as a leader, it's very important for me to constantly get instructions from God. It's very important for me to hear God clearly. Like, not hear just some things, but clearly hear when he's speaking, you know, and constantly getting instruction, constantly seeking him. Like, it isn't just something that I do for this podcast. Like, it's within everything that I do. I have to constantly seek God. I have to be ready for the move. I have to be ready for what God wants to do. I'm constantly being prepared for that. And the pressure part comes in when God is literally right now in my life, he's literally seeing how much pressure I can take, because he's molding me into a CEO. He's molding me into something. I don't even know what the business is going to be. I don't know right now clearly what God is doing as far as what that one thing is. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that one thing that I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life? I don't have that full picture yet, but it's important that I stay as humble as possible so that God can continue to shape me and mold me into what he's doing, into who he wants me to be. So he led me to Deuteronomy 10:10, and from the NIV version, it says, Now I had stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights as I did the first time, and the Lord listened to me at this time also. It was not his will to destroy you. Go, the Lord said to me, and lead the people on their way, so that they may enter and possess the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. This move that God is preparing us for is literally the land of prosperity. It's literally the land of abundance. It's really everything that we've been praying for this whole year, years before this whole COVID, before everything happened. Like, this is the move that we have been waiting on. And we don't see it as God preparing us for it. We don't see it as, you know, God trying to, you know, give us instructions, or we don't see it as a time of preparation. We see it as this is too much to handle. I can't do this right now. I need some peace. Oh God, please relieve me of all of these responsibilities. I can't do it. We see it as something negative. And don't get me wrong, the pressure is hard. Like, I don't want to be bothered some days, if we completely honest. Like, I don't want to be bothered some days. I don't want to endure all of the responsibilities that God has me in right now. I go to school. I'm preparing to work a new job, trying to study for the exam. I done failed the exam last week. Had your girl upset or whatever like that, because I was studying and I had failed anyway. But studying for that, being a mom, have to take my son to daycare and have to have him come back home and do his regular schoolwork. Like, that's a lot. Have to take care of my parents, have to take care of the household, have to, you know what I'm saying, be there for people, constantly be there for people, constantly pour out, and not being able to completely replenish myself and completely pour back into myself, you know. So that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of things that, you know, God has me doing right now. But he's saying to us, for the people that are under pressure, for the people that do feel all of this responsibility, like, this is not to harm you. It's to shape and mold you. It's not to break you. It is to test your faith. It's literally to test your faith. A lot of things that we go through, we feel like, oh no, the devil after me, the enemy trying to get me, and he's after me, and this and that. I'm being attacked, and this and that. But no, a lot of things like that, God allows so he can test your faith, so he can test your ability to see what you lack and what you need. Like for me, if God is molding me into a CEO, then the pressure that I'm under right now, it ain't gonna compare to the pressure that I'm going to be under. You know what I'm saying? The responsibilities that I have now is not gonna compare to the responsibilities that I'm going to have. So right now in this season, I have to be open and okay with the pressure and the responsibility, because it's gonna teach me how to handle what's to come. And that's what God is doing. He's teaching us how to handle what the move is going to be. I don't know what you all's move is. I don't know what God has in store specifically for you all, but it's definitely a move. Like, we have to look forward to what's going to happen after this. We can't constantly just stay in this state of feeling defeated. We can't stay in this state of feeling like it's just too much. Like, we literally have to count this suffering as joy, count it all as joy, and suck it up. Deuteronomy 10 and 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. God is giving us instructions. It's in plain sight. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the instruction is that God is giving you, it's in plain sight. We just are allowing everything that we're going through to cloud our judgment and to not allow God's instructions to go forth. A lot of us are considered to be the backbones of the family. We're considered to be the generation that, you know, Mommy, breaks the... Yes, son?
I use the bathroom.
Okay. Sorry, daycare is out. But some of us are, or many of us, are called to be generational curse breakers. We're called to be the first in our families to do something. We're called by God to do these miraculous things, and we don't know how to break no generational curse. We don't know how to do these things. We have no knowledge of how to even go about it. In our natural minds, we do not know what we're doing. And of course, it's going to be hard to do when you're in your own strength and when you're trying to rationalize God. You can't rationalize anything that he does or says to you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these things that we are called to do is we don't have the knowledge to do so. It's hard. We've never done something like this before. So leaning on God and counting on him for every bit of instruction, that's important. We can't keep thinking that just because we went to school for this or we have the knowledge of that, that we can conquer this thing that God is telling us to do. No, we need his spirit. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by his spirit. And he's calling us to get spiritually prepared. Spiritually prepared, meaning we have to constantly go to him. We have to constantly seek him. Like I was saying earlier, there is a time where we have to get up early before everyone else does. We have to have that discipline. We have to complete the mission. We have to do this. Another thing that God revealed to me probably like last week was he brought me to Genesis, and he brought me to the story of how Adam and Eve had children. When they first started having children, they birthed a generation. Then their children's children, their children's children, and their children's children ended up birthing Noah. So Noah was literally chosen by God to start his own generation. God was displeased with the generation that Adam and Eve had birthed. He was displeased with that because those people had became evil, and those people started operating in their own strength and literally just became a nation that was displeasing to God. So he literally took Noah and said, you know, I'm going to birth a nation out of you. So I'm going to save you, your wife, your sons and their wives, and all of these goats and sheep and cows and birds. Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and we all gonna get on this boat, and everybody else is gonna die. Like, sounds harsh, but look, God literally wiped out a whole nation, a whole generation to birth a new one. And y'all, the revelation that God gave me is that he's doing that again. Not so much as harshly, but don't think this COVID-19 is not a part of that move. Don't think that COVID-19 does not have anything to do with birthing of a new nation. The fact that the older generation is one of the generations that are most affected by COVID-19, and most of them are dying, most of them are susceptible to this COVID-19. Look, do y'all not realize that our grandparents and our great-grandparents, they are dying? And I don't want to put this in such a harsh way, but that whole generation is about to come to an end just because of old age, just because of, you know, what's going on with COVID. Like, all of these reasons, you can find whatever reason you want, but the fact of the matter is this whole generation, or that whole generation, is about to be wiped out. And then once they are wiped out, our parents, their generation is about to step into their grandparents and their parents' generation. They're about to step into that role of wisdom. They are supposed to step into that responsibility. You know what I'm saying? And we, as my generation, we are about to be responsible, of course, with God's strength and spirit and his instructions. But God is literally choosing this generation. He's raising up this generation to birth a totally new generation. Our children, the children that we're having today, like, that is a new generation. That's going to be a whole new generation when they get 13, 14, 15 years old. That's a whole new generation. And we are the ones birthing those girls and boys. That's responsibility. That's pressure right there. So if we're not filled with the Holy Spirit, if we're not a part of the move that God is doing, if we're not a part of the instructions, if we're not doing exactly what God is telling us to do, we're going to miss the mark. Like, we are going to miss the inheritance. Don't you want the inheritance? I want the inheritance. I want the land that our ancestors are supposed to possess. I want that. I want to be a part of this move. I want to be a part of this generation that rises up and proclaims the name of God. Because this world we living in right now, ain't nobody really believing in God like that. Nobody is really seeking God like that. And if you think about it on the government side, if you think about it on the political side, if you think about it on the music industry side, just all of these mountains of influence, God is not even there as far as the hearts of man. Ain't nobody thinking about God. Ain't nobody trying to follow God. They're doing everything they want to do. And God is literally looking at this as he did back then before he chose Noah. He's looking at this like, I'm about to raise up a nation. I'm about to raise up a generation that is going to proclaim my name, that is going to believe in me, that is going to teach my word and teach the gospel and go forth and do what I'm calling them to do. There is no more living by your own strength. There's no more living by the ways of the world. God is displeased with the way that the world is right now. And it's up to us to make that change. It's up to us to be the models of what God is doing. It's up to us to mirror his goodness. We have to proclaim the word. We have to go out and tell the generation under us that no, you don't have to do drugs to be successful in music. You don't have to fornicate and have sex with every girl that you see or every boy that you see. You don't have to be wrapped up in perversion. You don't have to have a greed and love for money. You don't have to kill. You don't have to steal. You don't have to do all of these things. All you need to do is seek God in all your ways. All you have to do is love God with all of your heart. All you have to do is experience what he wants us to experience. We have to be obedient. This move that God is doing is going to be huge. It's going to be huge, whether you believe it or not, whether you are listening to me like, oh, she crazy. Oh my God, what is she talking about? Read your Bible. That's all I gotta say. Read your Bible. God told me before I even got on this podcast that some people aren't going to believe the things that I say on this podcast. Some people are not going to receive it. But for those of you who are receiving it, and for those of you who do feel as though God is telling you and instructing you to do some big things, look, the move is huge. The move is big. And we got to be prepared for that. We have to be prepared to look the enemy in their face and say, no, I'm not talking about that on my podcast. No, I'm not doing that in my business. No, I'm not performing in those acts in my marriage. No, I'm living the way God wants me to live. I'm going to be the generation. I'm going to lead a generation that is going to be pleasing to God. We are about to step into a new role of responsibility. We are about to start possessing the land that God has given to us, that God has sworn to our ancestors. We are about to step into that. And we have to understand what that looks like. We can't be afraid of it. We pray every single day, God, give me instructions. God, I want to be closer to you. God, I want to go deeper in you. God, I want to do this. I want to do that. But when he shows up, we get scared and we start doubting him. Don't ask for something you're not ready to receive. That's why it's crucial to be in your word. It's crucial to guard your ear gates and your eye gates from everything that the world has to offer. We can't listen to everybody. We can't be around everybody. Everybody's not going to understand this move. Everybody's not going to understand the instructions that God gives us. We're going to be out here looking crazy. For God, though. But are you willing to look crazy for God and what he has for you? Are you willing to look crazy to receive your blessing? Are you willing to look crazy to save your kids and the generation that they are being born into? Are you willing to look crazy for that? Because for years, a lot of us has been looking crazy for a man. Yes, I said that. We've been looking crazy for a man. We've been looking crazy for our friends. We've been looking crazy for our social media. But why won't we accept the fact that sometimes God gonna have us out here looking crazy too? We already used to it. We already know what it feels like. So why not be radical for God? Why not just proclaim his name above anything? Why not live in the glory of God? Why don't we want to see that? A lot of us say we want to see it, but because we don't know what that looks like, we're hesitant. God, I don't care what the glory look like. What you want me to do? Yeah, I want to see the glory, but, you know, I don't know what it looked like. But, you know, one day I will if I continue to do your will. Some more instructions that he gave me was, I want to pour wisdom into my people, for they need it where I'm going to take them. I'm choosing them to take over a nation. That includes wisdom. Hear me when I speak. I want to pour favor onto my people, but they need to listen to my instruction and not hide from me when the pressure gets too much. I'm sharpening you for what's to come. There's so much to do within us because we are broken vessels. We are imperfect people. We have some stuff in us that God wants to use, but our attitudes, our heart postures, our hate, our things of our hearts has to be cleaned up. So when you ask God to clean you up, don't get mad when he does it. We can't go into the promised land any kind of way. Yes, God can use our brokenness. He can use us to testify, but he needs us to do it a certain way. He needs us to be sharpened. He needs us to have wisdom. We can't get on TV or get on a podcast or get on radio or get in the music business and just talk about nothing but flesh. We can't talk out of our flesh no more. We can't do that. He literally needs us to walk by his spirit. That's why we need to develop more spiritually. That's why he needs to clean us up. That's why he needs to change our heart posture so that we can go into these promised lands and we can go into the generational wealth, so we can receive the generational wealth, so we can receive all of these things. We can't go in there a certain type of way. That's why all of this pressure is here. Pressure makes diamonds. Don't you want to be a diamond? I want to be a diamond. I don't know about y'all, but I want to be a diamond. We can't bring toxicity with us. Just like we can't bring certain family members or we can't bring certain friends. Y'all, I have been in such intercession lately. It's crazy. Like, I've literally been praying for people I don't even know. People in the drive-thru, people in the stores, people on television. Anytime I see something, like anytime my spirit just like, what are they doing? Why would they say that? Or something going on with them. Every time I feel like that, I just immediately start praying. I have been in such intercession praying for people, and God has really been showing me, like, intercession will literally save some people. Because I pray, like, my prayers for this person or my prayers for that person, my prayers for my family is literally going to save them. So you need some more instruction. You need more instructions on how to pray, when to pray, and why you are praying for them. That's all you need to know. Open up your mouth and pray. That's it. That's all God has been showing me lately. But if I'm in a state of just feeling my feels all the time, I'm not going to want to pray for somebody. I'm not going to want to be obedient to what God tells me. I'm not going to want to do anything. You know what I'm saying? So I really feel like this whole episode is just instructing you guys to feel your feels, but get out your feelings and seek God. Seek God. Continue to understand that this move is huge. God is doing something. He's doing something miraculous. Like a healing is going to take place. Like mountains of influences are going to be taken over. Like things are going to start changing for the better. And as believers, we have to be on board with whatever God wants to do so we can see that glory unfold. Y'all, please go read Deuteronomy chapter 10. Verse 14 says, "To the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth, and everything in it. Yet the Lord set his affection on your ancestors and loved them, and he chose you, their descendants, above all nations as it is today. Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked any longer." Y'all better get rid of them stiff necks. Better go get you a neck massager, or, you know, get you a heating pad or something like that. Like, the pressure is on. You know what I'm saying? Like, my neck's stiff right now. My back hurt right now. But God say no. All of that complaining and groaning and this and this and that, uh-uh. This what you want? You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to be obedient for it. Okay? But I mean, I think that's all, you know, God want me to say to y'all. Hold on, let me check. God, is there anything else that you want me to say to your people or whatever?
No, you good.
All right, cool. So I guess that's all, you know, that I have for you guys on today. Make sure you share this podcast. If it was speaking to you in any type of way, let your girl know. Hit me up on Instagram, Drea's Story, DreasStory. Y'all should know this by now. I say it every episode. Go leave your girl a rating, a review, or some sort. And just let people know about the Living in Pursuit podcast. Y'all, we get real over here. You already know. We shakes wigs off the eyebrows. Don't completely get shaded every morning because, you know, God just be speaking. You know, like, God just be speaking. And sometimes we don't have time to put on our eyebrows and our eyelashes and things like that. So, you know. But no, y'all, like, I want to read a review. I stopped reading the reviews because y'all didn't leave no reviews. So, you know, I'm not judging or anything like that. But somebody did just leave a review and I'm going to read it. It's from Royalty Patty. The title says, "Won't He Do It? This podcast is so inspiring and uplifting, and I encourage women to subscribe and tune in because this is a vibe. This podcast will bless you. Drea is so funny and down to earth. You will enjoy listening." Well, come on then. Come on through, Royalty Patty. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. If y'all want a shout out, y'all need to leave a review. Leave a rating. Let people know that God is doing a move. Let people know there's some things happening in this world and we need to be aware. Okay, you're only going to be aware on the Living in Pursuit podcast. Okay, but yeah, y'all, that's all I have this week. Go forth, continue to do what God is telling you to do. Get you a heating pad for that stiff neck. But yeah, that's all, y'all. I love y'all. Take care. I will talk to you, or I'll probably see you. I'll probably be recording an episode next week, but you know, I don't know, but I will talk to y'all for sure in my next episode on next week. Every Monday, new episodes. Bye, y'all.